Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As we migrated more of our business to the cloud, we were seeing expenses go up, but we couldn't pinpoint the cause. It seemed less of a cloud, more of a fog. That's why we brought on Cloud Optimizer, and they saved the day.
Are you seeing your cloud hosting bills go up and you're not sure why? It's time to put Cloud Optimizer to work for you. Cloud Optimizer analyzes usage patterns, right-sizes resources, leverages discounts you may not be aware of, implements automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service.
With Cloud Optimizer, we have our spend under control, our company is more agile, profitable, and we're getting peak performance from our cloud.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Facebook gives away machine vision tools of the future by Clint Finley. Thanks to a form of AI called deep learning, computers are now really good at telling the difference between a dog and a cat. But Facebook's Artificial Intelligence Research, or FAIR, F-A-I-R, lab, wants to make machine vision far more useful, going well beyond digital parlor tricks. FAIR research scientist Piotr Dollar says the first step lies in helping machines not just recognize that a particular thing appears in a photo, say a cat or a chair or a gun, but spot each individual detail in a photo and understand where it sights in relation to everything else. His team has built a set of tools that does just that. These tools could provide building blocks that Facebook needs to fashion more sophisticated machine vision systems. For example, the company eventually builds software that could fully describe photos to blind users. It's already part of the way there. Plus, it could use these tools in building augmented reality systems that display images in the real world with fine-grained precision. But this isn't just about Facebook. The company has these tools to the public, open-sourced them, so that any developer can play with the code and use it in their own projects. FAIR's tools aren't the first pieces of computer vision software to isolate individual objects. For example, Microsoft's Kinect tracks the location of your hands and face, and self-driving cars keep tabs on the location of cars and pedestrians around them. But, Dollar explains, those systems rely on depth sensors to help isolate images. FAIR's software can work from two-dimensional images, and instead of simply putting a box or rectangle around the images it sees, it's able to create more accurate outlines. That should help Facebook's AIs see not just the largest objects in an image, but all the tiny details in a photo. But Facebook isn't actually using these particular machine vision tools yet. As with Fast Text, a set of tools that could be used for spotting spam and clickbait that the company recently open-sourced, the FAIR team opted to release its work to the public early, before it's found a particular application at the company. This is a slightly different approach to open-source than we've seen from big tech companies. While Facebook, Google, Microsoft, and many others have openly shared several open-source projects, including AI systems, most of those are pieces of software that the companies developed for their own internal use. FAIR, on the other hand, is doing research that may or may not ever be used by Facebook. The idea is that by doing this sort of foundational development and sharing it with other researchers, the FAIR team can advance the state of AI in ways that wouldn't be possible if its staff were working in secret on projects that solve short-term problems for the company. This isn't purely altruistic. As the overall state of AI gets better, Facebook will be able to use those developments to its advantage, and it might just get a few ideas about how to actually use the stuff it creates.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.